Centuries ago, Plato predicted that democracy is always doomed to fail and die eventually. Plato said a tyrant will always rise in democracies and end the free system. Was he right? We have Charlotte Thomas with us to answer that question. She teaches philosophy at Mercer University in Macon. Right now, though, she's in Athens, Greece, where she joins us by Skype. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. How are you, Celeste?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I hear the birds tweeting. What time is it there in Athens?
It's about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Lovely.
Beautiful blue sky.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about depressing things instead of beautiful blue skies.
All right.
Now, Plato predicted this a long time ago, but at the time he was pretty angry with democracy because it killed Socrates, his mentor. So how are we to take Plato's prediction?
Well, I mean, Plato presents the cycle of regimes and the decay of regimes in Book 8 of the Republic. And as you said, he is pretty angry about the death of Socrates, the trial and death of Socrates. But it is difficult to figure out exactly what Plato thought about democracy, because in other dialogues, like the Apology, he seems to say that democracy is the place least likely to kill a philosopher. So it's even more depressing than it sounds. It's not just democracy that's the danger. A democracy might be the best case for a philosopher, and still they're in danger.
Okay. So he said that democracy, and he had five stages of democracy, but the death of democracy was what, number four, and number five was tyranny, right?
Yeah, that's right. So in Book 8 of the Republic, you have the best case scenario is monarchy or aristocracy, and then it devolves into timocracy, which is the rule by those who value honor, which will necessarily devolve into oligarchy, those who value money most. Then below that is democracy. And democracy, he says, is this dappled, many-color regime. It doesn't have a clear focus. That's what makes it democratic, is that people with different interests take power at different moments, and it's unstable because of that. But it's also beautiful, and it's where there's more diversity. But the problem is that in that context, a tyrant can rise up. Someone who is can speak well or is charismatic for various reasons can capture the imagination of people within a democratic regime and seize power and become a tyrant. So if Plato's cycle is to be taken literally, which Roman philosophers like Polybius, for example, absolutely did, then yeah, whenever you have a regime that lends itself to free speech, to popular sovereignty, then you risk having somebody charismatic rise up who will take advantage of that situation, and tyranny is born from that.
Now, we should remember that the democracy of Athens was about 800 years old or so at the time when he wrote this. Ours is only 240 years old. Is it possible we're still in the oligarchy stage? are we still have a few hundred years left?
Oh, well, you know, first of all, it's really important to remember that we don't have a pure democracy. And in fact, this is how the cycle of regimes really became influential in the history of political thought, is that if you see this cycle, if you see that one regime type is going to devolve into another, into another, into another, the challenge is either to slow that down or to disrupt the cycle completely. And the way that you do that is to not have a pure regime, to design a mixed regime, a regime that has some sort of balanced cocktail of the different parts, the different types of regimes put together in a way that's balanced and won't fall apart. So the American founders in particular knew this history, knew this political theory, and what they designed is not a pure democracy. So for example, the Senate seems to have this sort of, you know, two votes per state. This something that kind of like, it's certainly not straightforwardly like an aristocracy, but something like that. Whereas the House and more populist vote is something like a democracy. And so between the two, you have some balance. Of course, you also have balance between the different branches of government. And so, how much time do we have?
About 30 seconds here.
Okay, but we have a mixed regime, not a pure democracy, so we're not necessarily subject to that, to Plato's cycle.
Which you take some optimism from. We are going to continue to talk about this, and I'm going to test that as the cynical journalist that I am. I'm speaking with Charlotte Thomas. She teaches philosophy at Mercer University. She is joining us from Athens, Greece. Thank you very much, Charlotte.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We're hearing from many of you, and we want to get your thoughts as well. We heard from Rel Friend, who tweeted, hashtag democracy, only governance system where all citizens have a say on how country is to be run, threatened by intolerance and exclusion. And RSK Mars says, can social cohesion between people end the cycle that leads to tyranny? Fear leads to desperation. Fight the fear with unity. You can send us your thoughts as well. We're at OST Talk. We'll continue this again. Those early warning signs about democracy, are we seeing any of them today? That's just ahead. This is On Second Thought. Well, I done been all over the world.